Hello and welcome to Press X as part of the Geek Show podcast family. My name is Mark, and with me we have Rob.
Hello.
And Andy.
Hello.
And today we're going to be talking about merchandise, or gamer merchandise more specifically.
Yes, we were going to talk about this on the last episode, but we needed Mark. He knows his merchandise, and so we did something else last episode. I can't remember. What did we do, Andy? I can't remember.
You put me on the spot now.
you were here as well.
What did we do? I go. It was a fun episode.
It was a great episode. I just wish I could remember it.
It was all of them fun times that everybody really, really enjoyed. And you probably enjoyed it too. You just kind of forgot.
Is this the onset of senility? Have I reached that point? Who are you? What are you doing in my house?
So before we go into merchandise, has anybody been playing any good games recently?
Yes. Yes, I have. I've been playing Shenmue Remastered on the PlayStation 4. I've got a couple of videos coming out about it. Unlike the other remastered coverage, I'm actually separating the games into two separate videos, one for Shenmue 1 and one for Shenmue 2, because I thought it's all well and good putting a video out for both of them. I could easily do that just like everyone else has, but I think Shenmue, because of just how iconic it is and because of the cult following, I think it deserves a video for each game, because each game is actually fundamentally different in terms of the actual point of the story.
Yeah.
And so I think they both deserve a video each, because I think that just covering them with one video saying, oh, look, it's a remastered version of Shenmue. Shenmue was out at the beginning of the noughties. It's been 17, 18 years. And yes, okay, plenty of people know what the story is about. They know everything about it. But I don't think they fully, you know, I don't think they fully realize unless they've actually played it, unless they're as into martial arts cinema and things like that as I am, you know, that they'll fully get it.
Yeah.
So I think from my perspective, I need to do, you know, I felt I needed to do two separate videos for them. So they will be out in the next few days.
Awesome. And Andy?
Well, I've been playing a completely different game to Rob. I've been playing Spider-Man.
Oh, the new one.
I hate you so much.
And it is amazing.
Yes, I know. He lives up to his name. I hate you because I've tried it and I want to play it and I don't have a copy of it and I'm sad.
Well, there's just so many suits. Just so many suits.
You've missed the joke. All I can say to Andy now is, suits you, sir.
Oh, suits you.
Oh, suits you, sir.
Oh.
But yeah, this game is basically when you were playing the old one, for example, Spider-Man 2, but on a much bigger scale.
Are you this is the thing. When I was playing it, because I had a test of this ages ago, and when I tried it, my first thought was, it reminded me, you remember the old PlayStation 1 games?
Yeah.
It reminded me a little bit of that, and it was... Basically, it felt like it took all the good points from the PS1 games and the PS2 games, especially a game like Ultimate Spider-Man, which a lot of people didn't like. But I actually thought the actual the mechanics of traveling across the city as Spider-Man were really well done in Ultimate Spider-Man. You know, and then you had the movie adaptations as well, and it seems to have encapsulated all of the best bits of those games and put them all into one game and made
It seems to go for all the audience, because you've got, if you take the suits in particular, you've got, for example, the suits from the comics, you've got like Negative Spider-Man, you've got
Spider-Man,
you've got it's basically Spider-Man but in negative colors, white and black.
That was the Black Spider, wasn't it?
You've got tons and tons of different coloured suits. You've got a cartoon animated suit. I don't know how you unlock it yet, but I know it's there. So you'll be in a fully 3D world, and it'll be a cartoon Spider-Man.
Oh, awesome!
Is this the opposite of when Homer went to the real world?
Yes. But yeah, it's brilliant. You're up. It basically, you've got the RPG elements. The menu reminds me a bit of the original Witcher 3 one.
Oh,
which
awesome.
Which is the only bad bit that I can spin on it, but...
Witcher 3 menu wasn't that bad.
Mm, but it's just too many menus, but yeah, there's too many... It's a good thing as well.
You think that's too many menus? You haven't played Armored Core.
Yeah.
Anything.
I've been playing Spider-Man.
Speaking of menus, I've been playing the new Dragon Quest. Ooh. And yeah, that has a lot of menus because that is the original GRPG. Or at least one of the first original GRPGs. And
see, I misheard you there. I heard Dragon Quest and I was about to say I hate you as well, but then I remembered you said original, and so I'm fine.
Oh, no, it is Dragon Quest 11.
I hate you.
And yeah, it's, if you've ever played another Dragon Quest game, it's another Dragon Quest game. It's kind of like a reboot for the series.
Yeah. I haven't had a chance to play this yet. I've still got to pick it up, but it looks fantastic.
It honestly, it's so much fun. I mean, I've been a huge fan of the Dragon Quest series for a long time now.
Yeah.
And at first I was unsure if it was going to feel a little bit dated, because I did also finish off Ni No Kuni 2 recently. And it still stands up, possibly. I think it will actually stand up better than a lot of modern day JRPGs will in the near future. Just because they just looked at what worked in the original series, kept most of it, and then a lot of the stuff that they've updated is being stuff that you would expect to see updated, like a graphical overhaul, rather than, you know, originally you'd just sit and face the monsters in the battle screen. You can actually run around and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it is a little bit... The stuff that they change is very minimal, but it is all enough so it's nice and feels new. And honestly, so far, probably got about 20 hours up. It's absolutely fantastic.
Awesome.
To the point, I actually wanted to buy a Slime PlayStation 4 controller, because that's something I kind of need in my life for some reason.
Ooh.
A weird bit of merchandise that... I don't know why it exists, but it does.
You beat me to that segue, by the way.
Yeah. So today we are talking merchandise. I'm going to define what I consider merchandise. There are two aspects to merchandise that I think classify something as merchandise, and don't classify them as, say, something that's part of a collector's edition. Number one, is it collectible? And number two, is it fashionable?
Mm. Right.
Do you see what I mean? So, you know, with is it collectible, is it something that that somebody would have a collection of, for example? Things that you wouldn't normally think of as merchandise, like strategy guides, which we'll do in a different show because that's a whole other topic. Mm. So we will do that at some point in the future. But I have a collection of strategy guides, and all of them are actually worth money, except for the Resident Evil 4 one.
I can probably beat that, though, Rob.
But the thing is, I collect them, and I actually go out of my way to look for strategy guides that are collectible.
Mm.
Do you see what I mean? And with the fashionable thing, well, everybody that I know has been telling me I should get myself an Overwatch hoodie or cap or something like that. And
are
I'm
you
saying,
really into
why?
Overwatch?
No.
But why would you want to get one?
This is my point. We have this wealth of video game fashion, you know, video game clothing, and it's all merchandise.
Yeah.
We see people wearing T-shirts or caps or hoodies or carrying bags that are branded with Gears of War or Metal Gear or whatever. And we see them all over the place, don't we?
Yeah, one that stands out for me, Rob.
Yeah.
And I've actually sold one of these when I worked at Argos. An Assassin's Creed dressing gown. it literally an Assassin's, like basically a dressing gown with a hood, but it's got the little pointy bit, you know, at the front of the hood.
Yeah.
I think that looks brilliant.
I like that.
20 quid as well.
Yeah, I mean, I've got many, many T-shirts. In fact, I've just realised I've actually got a Metroid T-shirt on at the moment.
See?
For some reason, I keep thinking to myself, I don't have any Metroid stuff. And then I look around and I have a lot of Metroid stuff.
My point,
exactly. I don't know how, I just keep thinking, it's like, I don't have that. And it's like, oh, weird. Yeah, I do.
My point, exactly, right? This is the thing. Merchandise is one of those weird areas where pretty much anything, video game merchandise is big business right now. And pretty much anything with a video game brand on it, or that can be associated with a video game, will probably sell in a shop or online somewhere.
Definitely.
The sad thing is, it's one of the areas where you'll have a lot of fakes appearing. But again, fake merchandise is something we can talk about on a separate show.
Oh, yes.
Because that, again, is a whole other topic. But sticking with the actual real stuff, though, if I said to you, video game merchandise, what would you immediately think?
I'd probably think the things, for example, the special USB sticks or the special controllers or some kind of thing that you don't need, but you just buy it.
Did you ever see the Star Wars Force Awakens ones, the USB sticks, the character ones where they just had like this really long head? Where they come
yeah.
Those were bizarre.
They had the Sims one as well. Sims 3? Or Sims 4, one the other way. It was just the, you know, the thing that appears above the head?
Yeah.
That green thing, like the diamond. But
oh, yeah.
You came off and you put it in your computer. I thought that's quite...
I don't know how. I've never really seen many USB sticks like based on like video games. I've got one, and it's an Earthbound one. And that's literally the only one I've ever actually seen, apart from the Star Wars one, which I think was in a collector's edition or something. I don't know if it's just not as popular, or if it might just be that I haven't really ventured much into the PC side of things.
Might be now, though. They're going downhill in a way. I think it's very hard for people to release merchandise for an online storage facility.
Yeah.
Unless it's called Cloud and then it's a Final Fantasy VII tie-in.
Yeah. No, for me, I mean, to be honest, I'm really big on like the figures and stuff like that. So stuff like Nendoroids, Figmas. Stuff like that. If it's a game I really love, I will try and pick up something related to it. I mean, I've got art books, I've got CDs for stuff I really like. I'll get posters and prints and stuff like that, but that's about it. A lot of the stuff I kind of see in the shops and stuff like that, I kind of look at them and say, no, I don't really need that. It's as stupid as it sounds. I'm far more willing to shell 40 quid on a figure of Phoenix Wright than I am for a cup with a Game Boy on or something like that.
Yeah, well, I always look at things like that. I think if I had the money to throw away, I'd buy loads of merchandise. Stuff. Like, there's this figure I'm looking at, and it's a Metal Gear Solid Snake, 4-foot action figure.
See, I'm the opposite. I'd just basically have wall-to-wall video games. Every game that I ever wanted to own, I would just immediately buy. I would basically have enough video games to build a house out of them.
I've just got this image of Rob just sitting there, just like, I fancy playing Sonic today, and they're just removing the roof and just being like, I hope it doesn't rain.
or just plugging the roof in. Figures have long been a part of video games. I think they're among the oldest types of video game merchandise, because it wasn't simply statues at the beginning, it was toys, wasn't it? Action figures. They were the first ones, because they were on the back of things like G.I. Joe and Barbie and Cindy and Action Man, stuff like that. And it's very easy to repurpose one of those dolls for a video game tie-in.
Yeah. There's also a weird reverse on that, Rob. Right? What about Lego games?
Well,
because the game's based on the Lego, and then they bring out merchandise Lego for the game. So is the game the merchandise, or is the Lego the merchandise?
Well, Lego games, I generally consider them to be a cross between video games and merchandise. It's this weird hybrid that Traveller's Tales have managed to make work. And I don't know what kind of voodoo they've used that makes everybody really enjoy playing Lego games. And they're all the same game, let's be fair.
Aye, pretty much. It doesn't stop them from being fun, though.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Lego. You couldn't make any other games with any other building implement. Because, for example, Stiggle Bricks, you just get stuck, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Or Meccano.
Yeah, oh, God, you need a degree to do that.
The strangest part is, you'll have the Lego games, which will tie into a different franchise. So, say, Lego The Incredibles 2. That ties into the Incredibles 2 movie, and so there's a Lego game of Incredibles 2, but then there is Lego-based merchandise of Incredibles 2, which directly is associated with the game.
Yeah. Now I'm making my head.
I remember that other one. What was the one for the Wii U? Lego City Undercover, was it? And then the hard Lego of Lego City Undercover, which was just like,
It's one of those weird scenarios. What came first, merchandise or the game? It's a chicken and egg scenario.
I feel like sometimes the Lego games are kind of like glorified advertisements for Lego as well.
They are. And the biggest example of that is Lego Dimensions.
Is that the Toys to Life one?
It's the one where they basically got all the licenses.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Everyone was going, oh, they've got Back to the Future. Oh, they've got Doctor Who. Oh, they've got this. Oh, they've got that. Oh, it's got everything, all of my geek fantasies in one. And now I can play them all in a mediocre video game.
I got that very cheap on the Wii U, and it was not a good game.
Yeah. And so you have Lego Dimensions. I mean, if we're going to talk about Lego Dimensions, we have to start off with the game that basically started it all, which, we're looking at you, Spyro, with a degree of contempt.
How could you, Spyro? You betrayed us so much.
Yes, you
It's corporate Spyro.
Corporate Spyro.
Not real Spyro.
Yeah, Spyro with a business suit and a tie.
And that's one picture I'm not going to edit for this show.
Thing is, now that I've said that, someone will probably try and cosplay it.
Definitely.
Mark, we're looking at you.
Not me. I don't have time to build a rare Spyro cosplay.
Corporate Spyro. You just need a Spyro.
Corporate Spyro cosplay.
Yeah, you just need a Spyro head and tail, maybe a couple of wings, and a suit.
Just a size it by my merchandise.
Yes. But Spyro with Skylanders. My God, every kid went mad for it, didn't they?
Do they still do Skylanders? Is there still a
Skylanders is basically... Well, the thing is, Skylanders got overtaken by things like Disney Infinity and by the Amiibo on the Nintendo. And ultimately by Lego Dimensions.
The thing is, though, a lot of them, I know Disney's kind of... Well, I say kind of, that died after a few years. The Lego ones died out as well, I think, hasn't it?
The only one that's still kind of going strong, well, I wouldn't say going strong, but still has a degree of value, the Amiibo.
Yeah, and even then, people aren't really going mad for them.
Like they used to.
But on the other hand, I never see them in stores. Whenever I try to get a new one, it's difficult. It's just as difficult now as it was years ago.
I think Amiibo is one of those ones that's just kind of simmering away in the background. People are still wanting them. It's just they don't make a song and dance about it now. Whereas Skylanders, if you walk into a secondhand shop or go to a car boot sale, you'll see like the entire collection of Skylanders for a tenner.
Exactly. I mean, there is that new one coming out as well, isn't there? The Star Fox one.
Yeah. I reckon that one will probably be like the Amiibo, but it'll only be for the Star Fox ship.
Yeah. I mean, I actually had that one on order. Then I was like, well, you know, these things go down really quickly. And then I thought, no, I'll cancel it and take my chances later on.
Yeah.
But I mean, this kind of brings us to another one, which is merchandise, but kind of isn't. Would we not consider the Guitar Hero ones and stuff like that as merchandise?
I'd think the special guitars.
Yeah, the special guitars are merchandise, I'd say. The main guitar that you get with the game, I'd say, is just a game controller. But they did, like, the Flying V and stuff like that as special guitars, and then they had other variations, and then there was DJ Hero was basically the nail in the coffin, I think, for that franchise.
Yeah, I do recall DJ Hero having like a regular version, then an extra limited version or something, and then both of them we could get like in like Poundland or something like that not long afterwards. I was just like, yeah, that was like 200 quid for that extra special one.
Yeah, I think there is room for that. The thing that surprised me when I discovered it is video game merchandise that's even more directly related to the video game than the stuff we've been talking about. And I'm talking about actual release posters, you know, those little cardboard standees and the cubes and things like that
yeah.
they do.
Yeah.
Those are all highly collectible for certain titles.
Mm.
I mean, like ridiculously collectible if you can get your hands on them. There's a growing market in that sort of merchandise because it is merchandise. When you get right down to it, it might be used to advertise the game, but once the game's released, loads of these stores just chuck them in the skip, and there are people who will basically, they'll wait until the game's released, and then they'll just check the store every day to see if they're getting rid of these advertising standees and posters and things like that. They'll just ask for them, and then they'll go home and sell them on eBay.
Yeah, I mean, when I was in Toys R Us years ago, I mean, I was walking out with like Donkey Kong ones, Epic Mickey and stuff like that. I think that was in the Kinect launch as well. So I was getting like all the, I would get like the standee boxes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was just, it was just ridiculous. I had no place to put them. And I was like, yeah, do I really need a giant standee of Donkey Kong? No, I'll chuck it away.
But this is the thing, I mean, we were getting them for like Diablo and various other games. I mean, loads and loads of games. We had game stores in the town where we are. Literally just, saying, look, take them all. We don't need them. They're taking up space. We're happy to give them to you. And so I basically sold a few on eBay.
Because I thought, if you've got them, you might as well.
Well, I looked on eBay. I thought, I wonder if these are worth anything. Because to my mind, it was just advertising material that was going to go in the bin. And then looked on eBay and I thought, I can get 15 quid for this. Yeah. Selling.
And then they take merchandise a little bit too far sometimes. I know that those Senna and Kagura merchandise things you got.
Yeah, that was merchandise, but technically it was also part of the press kit.
I'm sure you can buy them separate somewhere.
Yes, you can. At all wholesome retailers, not.
I'm just thinking of the other highly collectible thing that's got lots of game and merchandise. We can't not talk about it because it is the elephant in the room, basically, isn't it?
Go on, then.
Pop vinyls.
Yeah.
What are those?
The thing is, Pop have made a fortune. They've become this massive corporation just on the basis of their little vinyl figures that are basically the same figure with a slightly different design.
Yeah,
and they've got this massive corporate empire now because, well, see, if I go for a statue or a figure or something like that, I don't want Pop Vinyl. I want it to actually be quality. You know the Play Arts figures that they do for Final Fantasy and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean,
some of those are absolutely gorgeous.
Definitely. I mean, I often... There's been a few where they've released a Pop Vinyl and they've also released an Android of it. And I'm like, to be honest, I'd rather pay the extra 30 quid and get something of quality.
Well, this is the thing. If I had to choose between Androids and Pop Vinyl, I would always go an Android. Because Androids are something that I am very, very familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's one of the areas where Japan really leads the way in terms of merchandise, and it's something that Western companies haven't really caught up with yet.
Yeah, because that's the thing. I mean, that's the one thing I kind of feel with when it comes to Western games. You might see one or two bits of merchandise for it, but that's about it. Whereas Japan, you'll get like a figure of like pretty much every single main character, or you'll get a art card, or you'll get badges or key rings or whatever, what have you, and it's like...
Yeah, you will, unless they're being truly weird as only Japan can be.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we don't talk about the Senran Kagura stuff.
No, this isn't Senran Kagura. I've mentioned a game called Sorcery Saga Curse of the Great Curry God before, right?
Yeah.
And I love that game. It's a roguelike dungeon crawler. And I love the game because the base concept is not, oh no, we have to save the world. It's, oh no, my favorite curry shop is going to go out of business. We have to save it because I love curry me. Sorry, Frank, I had to nick your tagline there. But yeah, with Sorcery Saga, one of the stranger bits of merchandise that they came out with was a bib and baby plate.
Okay.
Is curry?
So, a bib and baby plate for Sorcery Saga, Curse of the Great Curry God. And the surprising thing for me was that the bib was for a baby, the plate was for a baby.
But it'd have been quite a funny baby plate and bib if it wasn't for a baby.
Well, this is the thing.
It'd been quite a bizarre piece of merchandise.
Yeah, I mean, there are some truly bizarre pieces of merchandise out there. It's really, really odd the kind of things that people approve as merchandise. I mean, Mass Effect 3. Do you guys remember the inflatable Omniblade?
Oh, God, yeah.
If you can sell it, just do it.
Sonic the Hedgehog has had some cracking merchandise in its time.
Hey, it had its own energy drink.
Yeah, Sonic it did.
He had that the ice lolly as well, didn't he?
Oh God! Do you know I will get on to the ice lolly bit because it's reminded me of something else. But
Rob,
we'll
one sec before you move on from drinkables and things.
Yes.
The Lucozade at the minute, I've now got in front of me a bottle that says Lavazade because of the new Tomb Raider game.
Oh, yeah, because they're back using Tomb Raider, aren't they?
Oh, God.
Is that classed as merchandise? Do you think if you kept one of these, they're basically full and unopened, they'll be worth something in about 30 years?
Yes. Probably. other bizarre things from Japan, though. There's a Street Fighter 4 Snuggie.
Snuggie?
Yeah. You know that kind of reverse robe?
Oh, yeah, the one that, which I don't get because you can just get a dressing gown.
Yeah. There is the NES controller BDSM panel, paddle. Yeah, the NES controller BDSM paddle.
So the panel just...
No, paddle. As in,
gives
you know,
a bad image.
Yeah, I know. Panel gives a bad image, but paddle is even worse.
Oh,
so you can play Mario and spank them at the same time.
The Sega will be like, Nintendo, what Sega don't.
To go along with that, Yeah, to go along with that, you too can buy the Street Overlord pills. Which are Street Fighter endorsed, apparently. Street Fighter sex pills.
Huh. Okay.
Don't know how that works. I don't know what Street Fighter has anything to do with that, but fair enough.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. And if you get hungry afterwards, there's that weird Gamer Grub thing, which I never understood.
No. Can you remember when Game was doing the gaming-related Christmas dinners in a tin or something like that?
Yeah, that was bizarre. I mean, after you ate those, you probably do want to use the toilet. And what would you use there, Andy?
What would I use there?
Yeah, if you had to use the toilet after your gamer-related Christmas dinner, would you use the No More Heroes toilet paper?
I was wondering where that was going, actually. I bet you could get toilet paper of any game.
Well, you probably could, but No More Heroes was one of the more bizarre franchises when it came to merchandise, because not only did they do the toilet paper, but No More Heroes 2 had lingerie.
Oh, okay. Pokemon does too.
Yeah, I know. We mentioned the Pikachu-related Pokemon lingerie on the Geek Show quite a while ago. We also mentioned that, because I mean, there were two versions of it, one of them was printed, the other one actually had little Pikachus stuck onto it.
When I did, for people who don't know the character, I did Kazuma from Konosuba.
Yeah.
So I get some underwear, because obviously he steals underwear. And the cheapest ones I could find was Portmon ones. So at SunnyCon last year, I was just walking around, swinging them around as Kazuma does. And then this girl comes over and goes, "Oh, I've got them too." Lifts up her skirt and goes, "There, look." And I'm going, "Thanks. But you cosplayed as Kana from Dragon Maid. I can't look at you now." And anybody who doesn't understand any of that, Google it. That will haunt your memories.
See, Mark has con scars.
Self-inflicted.
Yeah. No, some of them weren't. That one wasn't an example. He's got scars, man. You weren't there.
He hasn't been using that BDSM paddle, has he?
No, but something that could keep those strange people away from you, Mark.
Do you have a link for one of them? I might get one for the panel next year.
Something that might keep all those strange people away from you, but might attract a different sort of strange person, is the Resident Evil 4 aftershave.
Does it make you smell like a dead zombie?
Oh, no, just make me sit down for one.
Oh?
Oh, no. You can get Nintendo-themed lubricant.
Is that to go with your Street Fighter sex pills if you Nintendo get NES controller BDSM panel?
There's a choice between Peach, Bayonetta, Lucina from Fire Emblem, Samus, or Jigglypuff.
Oh.
It might just improve the Hadouken.
I kind of vomited a little bit into my mouth.
Just the Jigglypuff one make you go to sleep.
We're on the subject of bizarre video game merchandise, we might as well just go all in here, right? Because we're coming to the end of the show. I'll run through some, and let's see what you think. You remember the game Stranglehold?
Ah, yeah, that was a good game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, apparently, you can get Stranglehold Berettas. Replica Stranglehold Berettas.
I was expecting you to see a rope there.
No. But one of the things about video game merchandise is that affects everything. We had the No More Heroes toilet paper, and it seems as though the whole bathroom environment seems to be highly attractive to people who make video games merchandise, because you had the Super Mario Brothers shower power.
Oh, yeah.
But you also had the even more bizarre and slightly more disturbing Xbox 360 Mountain Dew scented controller shaped soap.
Why?
That's why I said it's even more bizarre and slightly more disturbing.
I vaguely remember there being like a toilet seat cover at some point as well.
Yeah.
Of something, but I can't remember what it was.
It was Pac-Man or something, was it?
Yeah.
Do you remember the Commander Shepard hoodie from Mass Effect 2, where you could zip it all the way over your head? So you couldn't see where you were going, but you would look like Shepard in a kind of cartoonish way.
You couldn't see what you looked like either, so it defeats the object.
Exactly. I'm not even going to get into the Dead or Alive.
I think we'll skip that, Rob. I think probably know where you're going.
Yeah, I'm not even going to get into the merch related to Dead or Alive. Sonic's had some interesting stuff. I mean, Sonic had the collector's edition for Sonic Adventure 2, but then there was the 10th anniversary wine glass, which came in a really nice box, you know, a crystal wine glass. And I'm just thinking, Sonic's a kid's game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kids can't drink wine, can they?
I suppose if it's 10th anniversary, a lot of the people who played Sonic when they were kids were probably old enough to drink at that point.
Probably. You remember I mentioned the No More Heroes 2 lingerie?
Yes.
The toilet paper.
The No More Heroes toilet paper, but then the No More Heroes 2 lingerie.
Oh, yeah.
Even more bizarre than that is the Angry Birds bra.
Oh, no.
Now, imagine you had, you know, the red bird on one boob and the pig on the other.
Oh. I think we're laughing here, but that was popular. I can guarantee you there'll be Fortnite things.
Oh, there are definitely Fortnite things. There are lots and lots of Fortnite things.
Do you remember when you could buy the Minecraft sword? It was just a little foam sword and it would just snap it so you waved it around. I think we've kind of missed the like some of the more obvious ones here. The legendary ones, like the Nintendo cereal.
Cereal is one of those odd things. It's often just rebranded existing stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's still cool that they'll release stuff, and at the end of the day, that Nintendo cereal is probably worth more than a Switch at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Well, if nobody ate it.
Yeah.
It's unopened. If it's just an empty box, maybe not.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. This does technically classify as video games merchandise because it was related to the release of the movie and also the video game that came out a month after the movie was released, okay? And do you remember I said I'll come back to the whole lollipop thing, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Try this on for size. Jar Jar Binks candy tongue.
Oh, no.
It's basically a tube with Jar Jar Binks' head on top, which you then open his mouth and you suck on his tongue.
No. 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 No.
No. How could you think up of that?
Why?
What kind of diseased mind came up with that?
Someone who really, really, really likes Jar Jar Binks.
I
mean, it can't be that many people. We'll probably be able to find out who it is rather easily. Probably George Lucas himself.
I mean, it is bizarre, isn't it?
That is just so weird.
It's just it's all kinds of wrong.
All kinds of wrong.
Yes,
it just all is kinds. Wrong.
All kinds of wrong. There's been some bizarre but joyous ones. Little Big Planet had the Sackboy figure, for example, and Viva Pinata had the pinata.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quite a straightforward merchandise, that one. It's quite, to be fair, if I like the game, I'd buy that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if there's some way, somehow, you can get a Katamari that actually grows the more you stick stuff onto it. So eventually it's just, you're just running down the street and it's just taking out buildings.
You're just thinking of a ball made of Velcro.
Yeah. Some of them seem bizarre, but actually they're adorable, like the Chocobo Rubber Duck. Which yeah. I've always wanted one.
Didn't they try and sell the like a rubber duck from the Hitman game once? No, I the white so. One.
Yes, I think they
that's,
did.
That's actually a bomb in the game, so that's actually quite worrying.
I know Final Fantasy has had like a lot of pot noodles and stuff like that release, hasn't it, for the new one?
Mm.
It's some of the stuff's getting a bit weird. I think it's like, well, this is popular, we'll bring all kinds of stuff out for it just because we can.
Yeah. Mm. Here's another bizarre one. You remember the game Jericho?
No.
Clive Barker's Jericho. It's a very overlooked game. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great. As part of the promotion campaign for that, they sent out a bag with a plastic finger in.
Oh, God.
Oh. Wasn't a USB stick, was it?
No, it was just a plastic finger. Can you imagine getting that in the post?
Imagine delivering it if it fell out the parcel.
Yeah. I mean,
this guy's getting a finger delivered.
Give him the finger. Oh, pull my finger.
Even I would just imagine the postman just walking along, just dropping out the bag and just be like, oh no, it's happened again.
Oh, poor postman. Devil May Cry 4 darts. I'm not sure why.
Why?
I can beat that, actually.
Oh?
It reminded me when I was talking about the Hitman one. They were selling, I saw on Amazon a few years ago when they brought the remake out, the Hitman tie. Right? I'm not a full expert of every single Hitman game, but it's a red tie.
Yeah,
that's all it was.
And they were selling it for 15, 20 quid. So I can do that. To be fair, it's probably the easiest cosplay you'll probably be able to do.
If you're bald.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Some commitment if you're not, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you can get merchandise for almost anything now. I mean, there's a lot of really, really nice ones. I mean, at the end of the day, Rob knows as well as I do, like, if you want a really, really nice bit of merchandise, you're going to be spending a lot of money for it.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
But it is fun to see all the stupid cheap stuff you can get as well.
Oh, there's some crazy cheap... well, some of these aren't actually cheap. Some of them are expensive. But it does lead me on to just something to close us off. And I'm just going to run through this list just to finish us off. Because while video games might have some baffling pieces of merchandise, it's not just video games. You remember the movie Aliens?
Yeah. Yes.
Why or why would you make micro machines out of that movie?
Why or why would you not?
Micro machines out of all the stuff.
Yeah. Even more bizarre.
I can't remember seeing a car,
innit? Yeah. Even more bizarre, do you remember the film Dune?
Ah, yes. Dune as in D-U-N-E.
Yeah, as in Frank Herbert's Dune, as in...
I thought you were saying Dune, as in J-U-N-E. I wouldn't say I missed that one.
No, Dune, as in D-U-N-E, Frank Herbert's Dune.
Yes.
The one with Sting, the one where if you control the spice, you control the universe, that sort of thing. Yep. Yeah. Has lots of people dying, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. So, I thought it's a coffin.
No. Would you think it could be the subject of a children's activity book where one of the pages is a colouring-in page of dead bodies?
Oh.
They're not dead if you don't draw the blood on them. They're just sleeping.
The Thor movie had the dumbbell and alarm clock.
Like one item.
It's like one item. It's a dumbbell and an alarm clock all in one. One of the greatest pieces of Star Wars tie-in merchandise that I have ever seen. This is just amazing, and I want to find it now. The Lando Calrissian disguise kit.
No, basically, you can't do that.
No, seriously. All it is a mustache.
Oh, I thought worse than that. I was like, is it going to be like face paints as well?
It's bizarre.
Oh, God.
Or even better, the WWE talking soap.
Oh, I remember that. They used to swear at you in all sorts, didn't they?
Yeah. The Star Trek marshmallow dispenser, because people eat marshmallows enough that they need a dispenser.
To boldly dispense where no dispenser has dispensed before.
I will make this the last one, but this is by far and away the most bizarre piece of merchandise related to a video game or a movie or anything that I have ever seen. You remember that movie, The Little Mermaid? The Disney one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Under the sea, everything like that, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, there is an item of jewellery that Disney Couture, because Disney have like a couture arm, they thought it was going to be superb and sell really well. What they tried selling was a ring. Now, it might seem normal to everybody else, but this ring had a hinge and teeth. Yes, you guessed it. They were selling a shark ring for the Little Mermaid.
Okay.
A ring that can bite.
Oh.
If you it's got a hinge, and basically, you know when you see those sets of shark teeth?
Yeah.
You know, they have like joined at the jaw, and they just show the teeth on their own. And you go, my God, it's got a lot of teeth. Imagine that was in the form of jewellery that went on your finger.
Ouch. Well, people, all this and more can be all found at your local Poundland.
On that note, I think we're at the end of the show, so...
Yeah, this has actually been about gaming.
Yeah, it's been about gaming. I forgot. Remember the plush Hadouken? I think everyone forgets the plush Hadouken.
Oh, dear.
I'll remember that.
Yeah, that's us for this episode. We'll be back with more goodness. If you were at EGX, then hit us up. You know, let us know how you found EGX. Let us know if you saw us there. Or if we saw you. And let us know what you think are your greatest or worst pieces of video games merchandise in the comments below. If you like this video, then subscribe to the channel. You can find loads of other stuff on the Geek Show Podcast Network by heading over to our website, thegeekshow.co.uk, where you'll find Cinema Eclectica and 4Panel and all sorts of other good stuff. That's it. Until next time, I've been Rob.
I've been Andy.
And I've been Mark.
We'll see you all later.
Bye.